Emily Dickinson was born in 1830 in Amherst, Massachusetts. She lived throughout her life in her father's house. Near the end of her life, she rarely left her own room. Aside from a few mostly anonymous verses, she remained unpublished. When she died, her poems were discovered. Some of the strangest, most fascinating poems ever written. Almost 2,000 of them, hidden in a maid's trunk.
Mother says you have to. I did it yesterday.
Why doesn't Austin do it?
Austin is a boy.
This is such bullshit.
Hey, everyone. I have no idea where I have been. I cannot tell you where I have been. Lost in some abyss. Been watching plenty of TV. Just lost in some sort of odd abyss and not doing this. But I'm back! Happy summer to all my teachers out there. We earned it. Enjoy your time. Take it slow. And enjoy. Alright, so today's show is Dickinson. It is a show on Apple TV. There are two seasons of it. It's run from 2019 through the current time period. Hopefully there's a third season. I haven't really investigated if there is. I enjoy it very, very much as the intro to the show. This is a show about Emily Dickinson, but it's got this really weird modern twist to it with modern music, modern teen angst problems, early 20s problems. It's funky and weird. But you know me, if you've listened to any of these and know what I talk about, I like funky and weird. So we're going to take a look at episode one of season one today.
Because I could not stop for death.
Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar.
What I like about the show, one, it's got great music, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but it also has the actress that portrays Emily reading actual poems from Emily Dickinson, and it'll flash it across the screen, so you kind of get a little bit of the poetry knowledge as well. I've done a lot of research on Emily Dickinson since starting to watch this show. So this first scene that I'm going to highlight, Emily has a gentleman caller. As I guess they did in the 1800s. I can't. We also got the full-on setting here where her sister is plucking a chicken, mom is kneading bread, Emily had to go fetch water. So let's just check this out, and I will work on stopping saying the word
Dunce, like you did the last time.
I made an offering.
You dropped a dead mouse in that poor man's lap.
Yes, like a cat.
You are not a cat, Emily.
No. Tragically, I am a woman.
Those scones are for the suitor.
Why don't I get to have any suitors?
Because I'm not trying to marry you off. You're very good at housework.
So I have to die an old maid just because I can fetch water?
Life isn't fair, Lavinia.
Poem. I dwell in possibility.
Nice. I love when people quote me.
Why won't you marry me?
You don't understand. I'm not going to marry anyone.
It's not what your mother says.
I have one purpose on this earth, and that is to become a great writer. A husband would put a stop to that.
I wouldn't.
You say that now. But little by little, you would.
I'm madly in love with you.
Too bad.
Is there someone else?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who is
there
he?
Is.
I'll kill him.
You can't kill him. He is death.
What?
I'm in love with death. He takes me out for a carriage ride every night. He's such a gentleman. Sexy as hell.
You hooked in yet? Because it's getting weird. And just if you're not, Wiz Khalifa plays Death. in this first episode and reappears again later in the season. I mean, it's got to do something for someone. So to follow up with that, it does make sense because if you research Emily Dickinson, her writing was obsessed with death. So she did write about it a lot. Little throw to that. It's just in that weird twist again. So let's get introduced to another new character here.
Up, sis.
How's it, bro?
Just chilling.
Heard you turned down another suitor.
Yeah, wasn't into it.
Well, on the subject of marriage, I have some news.
What news?
I proposed to Sue, and she said yes.
That's Austin. So true to the real story of Emily, Austin is her brother. Sue was her best friend. She writes about Sue a lot in her poetry that was found after her death. So here's how they handle what they believe their story was.
Is this some kind of joke? You're marrying my brother, are you insane?
What else was I supposed to do, Emily? My entire family is dead.
Yes, I know, and I feel terrible about that, but Austin? You don't even like him. You told me you don't respect his intellect. Besides, I thought we were never getting married. I thought that we were going to grow up and become great writers together.
That's a stupid promise we
made
when
we were
14 years old. And even then, I knew it was a lie. I'm not like you, Emily. I didn't grow up with money. I don't have your perfect life.
Girl, none of us do.
You think my life is perfect? Do you even know me?
I'm all alone in this world. I'm destitute. If I don't marry Austin, I will literally starve to death.
Brace yourself, lesbians! Let's go, lesbians!
I'm sorry about Mary. I really liked her.
Yeah, I liked her too. She's my favorite sister.
Well, I guess since you're marrying Austin, I'll be your sister now. Promise me something, Sue. Promise me two things. One, that you won't move away to Michigan. And two, that you'll always love me more than him.
As far as the first one goes, it's really Austin's decision. But as far as the second...
Three, two, one.
I wouldn't worry too much about that one.
I was a little off there. Three, two, one. Boom! Just watch it. You won't be disappointed.
Y'all, next week. You're a little bit famous now, Emily Dickinson. Emily, what's wrong?
I'm just scared.
You? You're not afraid of anything. You're absolutely fearless.
I just don't know how my father will react.
So, Emily gets the suitor that came to her, that's actually a friend, to publish one of her works, and... Dad is not a fan, to say the least.
Announcement.
Austin and Sue are not moving to Michigan. Good things. And here is Emily's father's reaction to her being published.
It's not anything crazy, you know, compared to Congress and getting married and what have you.
Okay, well, what is it then?
Poem that I wrote will be published in the college magazine.
Women writing? God, I was so glad I was born when I was born.
I don't think I heard you correctly.
But thank you, Emily, for paving the way.
My poem will be published.
How dare you? Have I, or have I not, made myself quite clear that I do not approve of a woman seeking to build herself a literary reputation, Emily, and now you've gone and done it!
So, the idea, at least how I interpret it, is because her dad had such a poor reaction to being published, one of the death series of poems is when she writes, and there's probably a reason for her obsession with death, and this is how they take their spin on it on this particular show.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? Why do you mind? Why aren't you still the
same? Nice to see you.
You were late.
Most people would be glad if I never came.
So Death, Wiz Khalifa, and Emily are riding in a carriage, having a conversation, smoking weed, and having a cocktail.
So, poem's gonna get published.
No, my dad won't allow it.
But you said it was too late to stop it.
My father will burn every copy if he has to. Anything to prevent me from ruining the good name of Dickinson.
My daughter.
In that scene, Death basically gives her the okay that in 200 years, Emily is the only Dickinson that the world will be talking about, which is very true. Her and her father make up in their own way, which means that Dad offers to get a maid to help out with the chores so that Emily can do more things that she enjoys, even if he disapproves. And that provides some comic relief, the maid selection and the actress that they select. This is a very funny show. It's comedy, I would assume. It's funky and weird. You don't have to be a lesbian to like it. Clearly, I'm drawn to it because I knew that there was a storyline, but I also just liked women empowerment before that was a thing. So check it out and check out this last scene.
Because I could not stop for Death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality.
That's the end. If you check out Dickinson, you start watching it. Again, it's on Apple TV. You do need a subscription for that, but hell, what don't you need a subscription for? Let me know. I'd love to see how you view it and what you think about it per my suggestion. If I'm the reason you're watching it, I definitely want to know. I have included in the bio to this episode a link to a Spotify playlist of some of the music that I'm gathering from all of these TV shows that I watch. Music makes a big part of any show, and I've learned a lot of songs, and I've discovered a lot of artists through watching so much TV. So I've compiled a list of those songs, and enjoy that playlist if you so desire, and I'll continue to add to it clearly as I go along. Have a great week. I will be back sooner rather than later. Stay safe out there. We're kicking this thing's ass. Enjoy!